Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for August 7th, 2024. So what we're going to talk about in today's video is those recession fears over? You know, it's only been 48 hours and the markets are almost back to where they closed last week. So we had that debacle on Monday. So is that rolling over? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to watch an interview with Mr. Cooper. They're the country's largest subservicer of mortgages. They're going to give us their take on what's going on in the markets right now. He also talks about spreads, you know, where rates are going to go. We're going to review the CME FedWatch tool. We're going to talk about everything, because the reason why you're here is to figure out where mortgage rates are going, because we don't know what's going on with house prices, but surely there's not a crash, because it hasn't happened yet. And we even saw rates going up to 8% and we still didn't have a crash. So if you're waiting on the sidelines for that, I think you're going to be waiting a while, but you might have some good news when it comes to rates. So let's get to it. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These are not my rates, folks. These rates, what they comprise of, if you're new to this channel, to get these rates, you have to have five criteria. Those five criteria are this: you're buying your first house, it's a single family home, and you're going to live there. It's going to be your primary home. The other two factors are right through here. You can just click right through here and see, what about these rate surveys? Well, these people right through here, they're putting down 25%, and they have a 780 credit score. So if that's you, that's most likely what your rates are going to be, but that's most likely not you. So at the end of this video, I'm going to show you how you can figure out what rate you can get. Okay, so without further ado, let's get to the economic calendar. There is nothing today other than crude oil inventories and a 10-year note auction. So I'll let you know probably at the closing bell how the 10-year note auction went. Let's go over to the markets right now. Stock market's up 266, S&P's 73, NASDAQ's up 338. Everything's coming roaring back. Cryptocurrencies, I think they're skyrocketing too. They're up another $340, but they're back to 57,000. They were under 50,000 just 2 days ago. So the markets are coming back tremendously right now. But what I want you guys to listen to right now, there's an interview on CNBC with Mr. Cooper. Now, Mr. Cooper is the number one subservicer of mortgages in the entire country. So I thought this would be a nice video for you guys to watch, to understand the mortgage business, how solid mortgage businesses are, how the financials are behind them, because your concern is, well, Dan, what happened in 2008, I don't want it to happen to me. So I want you to get a comfort level of where things are going. And if you're still uncomfortable, just sit back, rent. Don't buy a house if you're uncomfortable. That's the biggest, best piece of advice I can give you. But if you're really contemplating buying a house, maybe 2024 and 2025, you need to understand all the dynamics of this market, because you're going to spend the most money you've ever spent in your entire life. And it's probably going to be the biggest debt that you're ever going to have in your entire life also. So be real careful before you kind of go out there and make the leap into home ownership. But let's check out this video from Mr. Cooper. And then when we come back, I'm going to put all this in the context and where rates are expected to go from here and the whys. Take it away.
A lot of people are putting their hopes in here that maybe the housing market can rise if the rest of the economy falters. What do you think about that?
Look, I think if rates do fall and continue to fall, you're going to see a lot of refinance. I mean, we had our biggest lock day on Friday and Saturday, our application day, than we've had in a year. So I think you could see a lot of activity. If you look at our overall portfolio, almost 20% has a rate that is higher than 6%. So we'll see what happens with rates, but it certainly could lead to a massive movement in refinance for sure.
Okay, I want to stop here. I didn't even recognize this last time when I was reviewing this. Home builders, this is telling what's going on with home builder stocks. Remember just a couple weeks ago, there was many YouTubers out there saying, okay, Lennar is going out of business, D.R. Horton's going out of business, KB Homes are going out of business. Well, it doesn't look like that based on what's going on with here and also with their stock prices. And then D.R. Horton just came in with a buyback of their own stock. So you usually buy back your own stock when you think the stock's cheap. It's because that'll ramp up your earnings per share and things like that. But I don't think any of these companies are going bankrupt anytime soon, like a lot of people are telling you.
The confusing thing to talk about, because a lot of people think the housing market's been going up because prices have gone up, but activity itself has been very low because there's so little inventory. If rates drop a little bit, do you think we get a lot of inventory coming back in the market?
I do. I think you have a lot of people on the sidelines now, right, to your point, because they have the lower rate, they're locked in, and they're sitting on a ton of appreciation. But yeah, if rates come down, I think that'll spur quite a bit of activity on the purchase side as well.
Yeah, and you guys, remind me, how much did you do? There wasn't much purchase activity going on lately in terms of the business mix.
Yeah, no, look, In this market, we're very focused on the servicing business. We're the largest servicer in the country. Right now, we service, you know, 1 out of 10 mortgages in the country. And that business has done tremendous. I mean, and we think about our business, to your point earlier, as a balanced business model. So we can really, you know, succeed in any rate environment. But servicing has really, really been our focus in, you know, last year, year and a half, as rates have kind of continued to increase.
So you said you had a really busy day on Friday, busiest you've had in a year. But would 6.5% mortgage rates really move the needle? What would?
You know, I think you're going to have to get another probably 50 basis point move to really move the needle. Again, if you look at our portfolio, and certainly we're representative of, you know, across the country, we have about 20% that is, you know, above that 6% rate. So for a customer to really get a benefit, you're going to need to see more movement and before you see a ton of activity. But, you know, look, we'll see if the Fed stays the course or if they make a move. But I think, you know, if that does happen, you're going to see a lot of activity. We've been investing in our platform. If you look at what we've tried to do over the past couple of years, we've added a lot of capacity. We've, you know, added a lot of team members there. So we're ready if rates do continue to move down.
And quickly, do you have a view on what would help push the spread lower? Because I think it's about a half point wider than usual. So
she talked about the spread, and a lot of people are now talking about that, believe it or not. So listen to this. This is one of the things you and I talk about weekly with that, where that, when that spread's going to kind of come out of the system. I don't think it's going to be for a while. Let's see what his take is on it.
We're not really getting the full benefit of lower rates fully flowing through to lower mortgage rates. We still kind of have this, you know, half point spread that people say it's because there's fewer, you know, mortgage desks. It's because of regulation. It's because it's all in the Fed's balance sheet. I mean, there's a number of things to sift through. Do you think we could get that spread lower? Have any idea what would help that on that front?
No, I don't see it changing anytime soon, to your point, for really all the factors that you mentioned. I don't see it tightening, you know, in the near future. I don't really see a catalyst for that.
So that's what his thought. So let's combine all this stuff to figure out what exactly he said. So the first thing we want to go to is right over here. I want to show you guys. Mr. Cooper is the number one subservicer right through here. You can see there. And there is ServBank right down through there. So we are a lender. We're a subservicer. We're actually a broker. We're all kind of things for you guys. So I'm going to explain what we actually do at the end of this video. So hopefully we can help you out if you're looking to buy that first house or maybe refinance at this time. So let's get over to this. What's the spread that they're talking about? Well, normally there's a spread of about 1.5% to 2% between the 10-year treasury and mortgage rates. So she just asked him, and I don't believe she asked him, you know, when do you think that spread's going to come out? And he said, I don't think anytime soon. So let's get over to here to figure out what this is. So right now the 10-year treasury is at 3.9%. Where are rates today? They're at 6.5%. So she was pretty much right when she said it's about a half a percent kind of juiced. When's that juice going to come out of there? Just don't know, folks. We don't know. So we're going to continue to monitor that. So that's what we're seeing right through there. Next thing we want to talk about is, are we into a recession? So what I focus in on a lot is what is transportation? What is freight doing? Because freight is basically the beginning of this system. Okay. So if you have freight okay right now, that's in most cases, almost all cases, it normally signals, you know, the recession that might be coming. Freight is telling us right now, there's freight demand, there's no recession coming, okay? And that's one piece that a lot of people don't focus in on as well. So let's get over to here. Here's freight indexes. You can see right through here, here's the cost. Basically, we're stable is where we've been throughout the years. Okay, so this is telling us right through here what's going on with freight prices over the last 14, 15 years, and they're steady right now, which is good. You usually see a huge drop if there's a recession or, you know, that basically catastrophic thing's going to happen. And you saw that back in 2010 over through here, and you can see this right through here in 2020 when we had COVID hitting. Now, what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Because that's what a lot of people are just, even Wall Street's hanging their hats on right now. So I don't think they're going to cut 50 basis points. I hope I'm wrong, but the CME FedWatch tool is telling us in 42 days, the Federal Reserve is going to come and what are they going to do? Well, they're going to cut rates by a half a percent. Okay, so let me show you what the thinking is behind this. Right through here at the top, if you watch me every day, I beat a dead horse on this one, but I want you guys to understand, and I want the new people to understand. The meeting dates are right through here when the Fed is going to meet, okay? The next meeting is in September 19th. And then we have November, December, and then all the way out through next July. Okay, so that's the date of the meeting. Over at the top through here, this is where the federal funds rate is or expected to be. Okay, currently the federal funds rate is 5.25 to 5.5. Okay, right over, it's missing. Okay, that's odd because that's where we are right now. So the probability is there is no probability that we're going to stay there. Okay, this is from the CME FedWatch tool. They're also saying, well, if they cut 50 basis points, we'd be at the spread of 500 basis points to 525 basis points. Well, that came back on the map with a 34% chance. Yesterday, this was gone as well. So now we're at a 65% chance they're going to cut 50 basis points. Again, you go from 4.75 all the way up to 5.25 to 5.5. That would be a 0.5% cut. I don't think they're going to do that, but only time's going to tell, and future data is going to tell us that as well. So my expectations right now are rates are going to be flat. We do have some employment numbers coming in tomorrow that could shake or rattle the markets. Remember last Friday we had the jobs report come in, and it was lower than expected, and the markets just plummeted, and they continued that plummet through Monday. But we explained to you guys what happened on Monday, the carry trade. So hopefully you understood that. So basically where we're at right now is mortgage rates are at 6.5 on the 30-year fixed. We go over to the MBS markets. What's it doing? Well, it's basically flat right now. Well, to follow mortgage rates, we follow this. You know, you can follow the 10-year treasury, but the spreads are kind of out of kilter right now. So if you really want to know what's going on with mortgage rates, we follow the MBS market. What is it? Well, it's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street that's yield is the biggest component of your rate. Okay, so how I want you guys to understand this is as this price goes up, which you're seeing right through here, if you squint right in here, this says plus one. That means if the price of the bond, well, the price of the bond is going up. If a price of a bond goes up, what happens to the rates or the yields? They come down. There's an inverse relationship. So right now we're seeing basically the MBS market at zero. I think it just went to zero. Nope. But we're at plus one right now, so mortgage rates aren't going to change at all right now based on the data that we have out so far this morning. So right now, here's what you're looking at on mortgage rates. These are all six programs that people use. I do get a lot of questions about USDA. I would go in between the VA and FHA rates. The USDA rates should be right about in there. But how do you reach out to me? It's like, Dan, what do you do? Well, I work at ServBank, and as you notice here, we're one of the top 10. We're in the top 10 servicers of the whole country. So we are a lender. We are a bank. We are a federal bank. And what that means, I'm licensed all over the country because I work here. Okay, that's a fantastic opportunity because if you're out there watching, you're like, okay, Dan, I can use you no matter where I live. But are you competitive? Are your rates good? Well, let me answer that as well. We're actually one of the country's largest brokers. We're set up with about 50 different lenders right now. So what that means to you guys is I can use all 50 of those lenders, their programs and their rates, their programs and their rates, and offer that to you guys. So you can do one credit pool, one application, and you're gonna basically shop your loan over to 50 different companies. So let us take the heavy lifting away from you when you're looking to buy that first house. You need to concentrate on finding the house and making all the other adjustments. Let us worry about the financing. So how do you reach us? Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you wanna get started on an application, you can click there, but I'm gonna tell you something. If you're looking to buy that first house, don't forget the grant finder right up through there, because it's gonna help you find grants up to $6,500. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. And if you want to reach out to me, please go to therateupdate.com, or you can scroll right down to the bottom of the website and you're going to go through tutorials and calculators and everything else. And then you'll find our 800 number right there, as well as my email address. So thanks so much for watching. God bless. I'll be back later this afternoon with the closing bell. Don't miss it. See you then. Bye-bye.